Adoration is the recognition in faith of the real presence of Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. Scripture says of Jesus, "The world never recognized the Son. He was in the world, but the world did not know who he was." Thus, John the Baptist said, "There is one among you whom you do not recognize, the strap of whose sandal I am not worthy to unfasten." Then, suddenly, the sky opened, and the Holy Spirit descended on Jesus like a dove. With that, a voice from the heavens said, "This is my beloved Son. My favour rests on him." The only time the Father speaks in the Gospel is to tell the world where Jesus is. "This is my beloved Son." This is true evangelization. This is the evangelization of the Heavenly Father, to tell the world where Jesus is, that all may come to him. "Everyone who has heard the Father and learned from him comes to me," Jesus said at his Eucharistic discourse. The message, the meaning, and the mission of the Father's evangelization is to draw all mankind to the heart of his beloved Son in the Blessed Sacrament. "No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and all that the Father gives me shall come to me." This evangelization of the Heavenly Father to tell the world where Jesus is continued in every age by the Pope, the Vicar of Christ on earth. Pope John Paul II explained that the Blessed Eucharist is indeed the source and the summit of all evangelization. It is the horizon and the goal of all the proclamation of the Gospel of Christ. The Pope repeatedly spoke and wrote about the real presence of Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament and the value, the power, and the importance of Eucharistic adoration. In his exhortation to the Church, the Pope said that the encouragement and the deepening of Eucharistic adoration are proofs of that authentic renewal which the Council set itself as an aim and of which they are the central point. Since the beginning of his pontificate, Pope John Paul II told the world that still did not recognize the presence of the Son where Jesus is on earth and how to find him. "The Blessed Sacrament," the Pope said, "is the fountain of our Christian life, the spiritual center of our parish community that enables us to meet Christ, true God and true man, in a lasting way and to let oneself be seen by him. It is the mystery of faith, the greatest miracle, the expression of infinite love, where we experience his presence." "Where are you going?" the Pope asked mankind. "With this question in your hearts, I hope that you find the answer at the feet of Christ in the Blessed Sacrament," the Pope states, and continues to say, "Jesus remains in the world, in our midst, in the Blessed Sacrament, as a witness to the poor in this sacrament of love, where he fully pours out the blessings of the redemption upon all who come into his presence." Therefore, the Pope says, "Remaining in silence before the Blessed Sacrament, it is Christ, totally and really present, whom we discern, whom we adore, and with whom we are in contact." Referring to the Eucharist, the Pope says, "Jesus himself is the good news, and the good news is directed to clinging to him as our Lord and Saviour." Here in the Blessed Sacrament, the Pope said, it is Christ in person who welcomes man afflicted by difficulties on the way and consoles him with the warmth of his understanding and love. It is in the Blessed Sacrament, the Pope says, that these gentle words, "Come to me, all you who are weary and find life burdensome, and I will refresh you," are fully verified. With unfailing fidelity, Christ remains in the Blessed Sacrament as the one who is our companion along all the ways, particularly along difficult ways. Here in the Blessed Sacrament, we are welcomed by Christ, where we are illumined, nourished, and forgiven. Entering his heart, we draw in his love, which is stronger than all evils. The evangelical Eucharistic echo is highlighted in the best way, the Pope says, by the words once addressed by Peter to Christ near Capernaum, Lord, to whom shall we go? For Jesus remains with us as our most faithful friend in the Blessed Sacrament, in whom we alone find peace. This is why the Pope exclaimed, Jesus waits for you in this sacrament of his love, where he repeats his timeless appeal, could you not watch 1 hour with me? And says, if only you recognized God's gift and who it is who says to you, I thirst. The Eucharist is the gift of Jesus' heart. His thirst is for our faith to recognize this gift of love by coming to him in the Blessed Sacrament. For this reason, the Pope stated that every member of the Church must be vigilant in seeing that this sacrament of love should be at the center of the life of the people of God, so that Christ shall be given back love for love and truly become the life of our souls. Specifically, the Pope requested, I hope for the establishment of perpetual adoration of the Blessed Sacrament in every parish throughout the world. Perpetual adoration is when a parish has a chapel or sets aside a small prayer room that is open 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, with permanent exposition of the Blessed Sacrament. All that is needed for a parish to have perpetual adoration is for each of us to be willing to spend just 1 hour every week with Jesus truly present in the Blessed Sacrament, so that we can organize all the hours in such a way that each hour of the day and night is covered with at least one person with our Blessed Lord at all times. In this way, Jesus is never left alone. The chapel can always be open for anyone at any time to visit him, and that together, as a people of God, we recognize the presence of our Savior in our midst by giving witness to the world that he is personally here with us in the Blessed Sacrament. For Scripture says, he calls his own by name, and they recognize his voice. The opposite of to recognize him is to ignore him and treat him as if he were not here in the Blessed Sacrament. The message of the Sacred Heart of Jesus is, please do not turn away from me and treat me as if I am not here. Day and night I am on the watch for you in the Blessed Sacrament. Come to the one who waits for you and longs to see you at his side. No need to be afraid. I will not reproach you, nor cast your sins in your face, but I will wash them in my holy wounds. Come to me, if you but knew how dearly I love you. The sadness in the world today is a result of not knowing that Jesus is in the Blessed Sacrament and how much he loves us there. Mary Magdalene stood weeping at the tomb because she did not know where Jesus was. Woman, he asked her, why are you weeping? Who is it you are looking for? Jesus was standing right there, yet Mary did not recognize him. As Jesus is right here in the Blessed Sacrament, yet so many do not know that he is there. This is why Pope John Paul II said, it is not through the senses that we perceive him and are close to him. Under the appearance of the Sacred Host, it is faith and love which lead us to recognize the Lord. For we walk by faith, not sight, because God has given us the Spirit in recognizing the body of Christ in the Eucharist. The two disciples along the road to Emmaus did not know that Jesus was walking with them until, through the Holy Spirit, their eyes were opened and they recognized him in the Eucharist. The Holy Spirit gives light to our mind and soul to see and know Jesus in the Holy Eucharist with the eyes of faith. For Jesus said at the Last Supper that the Holy Spirit will bear witness on my behalf. Just as the Holy Spirit, in the form of a dove, gave witness to the presence of Jesus at the Jordan, so does the same Spirit give a personal witness to each of us to the presence of Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. He enlightens and enlivens our faith to believe, even though we do not see. For faith is confident assurance concerning what we hope for and conviction about things we do not see. This is why Jesus said to Thomas, you became a believer because you saw me. Blessed are they who have not seen and have believed. Here, Jesus is calling you blessed for believing in his real presence in the Holy Eucharist. Pope John Paul II said, "May love and adoration of Jesus in the Eucharist be the most luminous sign of our faith." A chapel of perpetual adoration should generate the kind of excitement found in the gospel. When the men of that place recognized him, they spread the word throughout the region. We wish to see Jesus. The Pope says that the men who spoke these words become the spokesman for all humanity, because Jesus is the fulfillment of the yearning of every man, and he is their sole and definitive completion. The Pope stated, "In the Eucharist we find our identity, our security, and our dignity." "Everybody is looking for you," Peter told Jesus. Evangelization is telling everybody where he is in the Blessed Sacrament, just waiting for us to come to him. When asked what was the goal and the hope of the Second Vatican Council, Pope Paul VI said, "For a new era of Eucharistic love and piety to pervade the whole Church. Until this goal is realized, we will not have peace in the world, but rather conflict and division. Because Jesus said that the prerequisite for the path to peace is the recognition and appreciation of his presence in our midst. He said, 'If only you had known the path to peace this day, but you have completely lost it from view, because you failed to recognize the time of your visitation.'" In the Acts of the Apostles, a single sentence sums up what went wrong with the people of their day and why they did not respond to Jesus in their midst. The inhabitants of Jerusalem and their rulers failed to recognize him. The Pope tells us that recognizing Jesus in our midst today is adoration of the Blessed Sacrament. Adoration is the recognition of the real presence of Christ in the Blessed Sacrament. "This is the path to peace," the Pope said, "that will make poverty, misery, and injustice disappear." This is why Pope John Paul II emphatically exclaimed, "The Church and the world have a great need of Eucharistic adoration, because this is what will bring about God's kingdom on earth, a true and everlasting peace to all mankind. It is he who is our peace." O Jesus in the Eucharist, the Pope prayed, "Bless your Church, bless the world, and grant it this true peace."